Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size-inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Bats fly head first, belly down, wings stretched out to the side, just as you might expect. So how do they land upside down, a position that requires the midair acrobatics of a circus flyer? Well, before we answer that question, we first need to look at why bats would even want to land upside down to begin with. No other flying animal lands this way. Why not just land like birds do, with their feet firmly under their bodies? The short answer is because bats wouldn't be strong enough to take off if they were sitting upright. Their wings don't produce enough lift, and their legs are too short to run along the ground to generate enough speed to get them into the air from a head-above-feet position. Instead, they climb up high and literally fall into flying. By landing and roosting upside down, they're ready to take flight if something threatens their sleep. So that's the why. But how do they get into this position when they aren't flying very fast and they can't hover upside down? It's all about inertia. Inertia involves Newton's first law of motion, which says a body at rest will stay at rest unless an outside force acts on it, and a body in motion will continue in a straight line unless acted upon by an outside force. And here is where inertia comes in. Inertia is proportional to a body's mass, which is the amount of matter that a body has. The more mass, the more inertia. But how does this relate to bats? Well, they don't have much mass. They're small. And here's the thing. Bat wings have a lot of mass relative to their body size. Their wings have evolved to be made up of solid bones and muscles, and so are heavier than the wings of most other flying critters, which would suggest that it might be difficult to get off the ground. And it is. Remember, they fall into flight. However, that same mass, when acted on by an outside force, such as a tiny little movement of the muscles in the wings while in motion, will serve to reorient the bat and get it upside down. Researchers at the Brown University Bat Lab, or as it's officially known, the Aeromechanics and Evolutionary Morphology Lab, a recently studied bat landings using cameras to capture the movements of the bats. They discovered that as bats got closer to the ceiling of their enclosure, they pulled one wing in close to their bodies while still flapping the other wing at full extension. This allowed the bats to rotate to the right position to land feet first on the ceiling. Think about paddling a rowboat on just one side of the boat. It makes you turn. And bats aren't the only animals that exhibit inertial reorientation, as the researchers call it. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with study author and principal investigator Sharon Swartz. She said, "This kind of maneuvering is similar to the mechanism used by cats to reorient to land on their feet, but is also used in many other animals. Geckos move their big tails in this way to stabilize themselves during climbing and riding. Lemurs use this mechanism in their big jumps. We humans employ the sort of movement when gymnasts or springboard divers execute somersaults or twists, or when a figure skater changes the speed of a spin by changing the details of the position of arms or legs." And speaking of humans, the United States Air Force helped fund this study because, Swartz said, quote, "Research into the aerodynamics, neural control, biomaterials, etc. of flying animals can give builders of small aerial vehicles rich material for their design ideas." Today's episode is based on the article "Scientists Solve the Weird Physics of How Bats Land Upside Down" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Karen Kirkpatrick. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.